Welcome to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast, where we're serving up gospel-fueled courage to the Christian woman to remain faithful in her calling. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fruitful and Fearless podcast. And my name is Jordan Sparks, and Jared and I are here today kicking off our series on action words for biblical womanhood. Today we are starting with worship. As all biblical women, as all humanity, we are created to be worshipers of God. Basically, every Reformed catechism says that the chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is so helpful to know what our purpose is. I had many years of my life not knowing and striving to find out, like I could muster up some purpose for myself. And how comforting and freeing it is to know as a young girl. So hopefully, moms and daughters, as you are listening to this together, you can explain to your daughter and help her be saved from years of wandering and trying to figure out her purpose, that we know our purpose as Christians, that we are created to be worshipers of God.
I think that is kind of the mark of a lot of our generation, that we're raised by baby boomers. We just wanted to find our own way, find out what we wanted to do, what our particular calling was, what our unique calling was. And we were all, like so many of our generation, were just confused about what is the purpose of life. And because the generations before us had kind of cast away to the side any sort of catechesis or anything like that, that was kind of looked at as dead orthodoxy or something that was just a formal religious kind of thing. A lot of these big questions that previous generations down through the history of the church have had answered about what's the chief end of man, if somebody was to ask that to basically every single child growing up in that church that I grew up in, we'd be like, what in the world are you talking about? You know, there's a lot of people that love the Lord, but nobody had basic answers for why we exist as human beings. So I think a lot of my life, even in college, is echoed. I just say the same thing that you said, is I didn't know why I existed. I don't know what to play intramural sports, maybe.
Yeah, or like, to chase maybe, girls. Maybe being a missionary is my purpose. Uh-huh. And it's like being a missionary is a wonderful thing, and God can call you to do that. But even deeper than that, your calling is to be a worshiper, no matter what you're doing. If you're doing something really which seems so Christian-y, you know, like being a missionary overseas, or God calls you to be a mom and live in the Midwest.
Which is basically almost every woman that God calls you to that.
Well, and almost every woman is called to motherhood, with exceptions, of course. You're not all in the Midwest, obviously, but we are. And being a worshiper is no less of a purpose for me than it is for the missionary living in, you know, deep Africa, doing very obvious Christian work every day.
And it's funny, because when I was growing up, the idea of what is God's purpose for your life, it was always something big.
Yes,
and it
like,
was a
yeah,
big purpose
mission,
and to start a movement.
Movement.
That was the big word. You didn't want to start even like a business, or you didn't want to start
not
a ministry.
Not even a church.
You're
like, no, I'm not starting a church. I'm starting a movement.
A global movement.
We need to make t-shirts.
Yeah. And if it was anything less than a global movement, you're really a failure. That was your purpose.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You can get so caught up in making your purpose something glamorous rather than obedience to God.
Yeah.
And you know what's really awesome is just being obedient, whatever that is. Right. Ordinary, faithful, Christian living.
Yeah.
So being...
It's living an amazing life, given just as a family.
Yeah. I mean,
just,
so it's things like obeying your parents,
mm-hmm.
being submissive to your husband, being helpful to people around you, obeying God and what He's asking you to do.
Which for young girls right now would be honor your father and mother
in
the Lord.
Honoring your father and mother. When your father tells you that it's not wise for you to do something, you saying, okay, I trust you. I may not understand, but I trust you. Something recently I was having a conversation with one of our kids about is, what do you do when your parents make a decision that you may not understand or even agree with? You say, can we talk about that? Can you explain to me why? And then if you still don't understand, the next step is, I don't understand, but I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that God has put you in authority over me, and I trust God.
Yeah.
So ultimately, a part of worshiping God is honoring your father and mother and being obedient to that command. So simple things like that, that's just an example. But for me, like as I clean the house, as I do laundry, as I change diapers, as I think about our landscaping, as I do anything that I'm doing in my life, I do it as a worshiper of God.
Right.
So it's way bigger than just boiling noodles.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, God, help me to do these tasks, take these meager efforts mm-hmm. that I am doing my best, but Lord, I want it to be an act of worship to you.
Yeah, and you see how these connect with everything else, why this first piece is so critical, because when you talk about worship and then these callings that come after this, work, help, submit, fear nothing, love, you see how doing all of those things as a worshiper of the Most High God transforms them. In our world today, when you hear the word help or even the word submit, it could almost sound like something that's a terrible thing.
Not glorious.
Yeah, but when you understand the purposes of God and that you're created to glorify God and enjoy Him forever, there's joy in obeying Him and in those particular callings for ladies. And so I think the critical piece is, in Romans 1, the problem with mankind is they're worshiping the creation over Creator. And what young girls need to know is that they were created to worship the Creator and not creation. Not themselves, not their dreams, not their plans. Mm-hmm. Worship God and honor Him right now in your home.
Yeah. And knowing that the way that He created the world, the way that He created men and women, was good. It is the very best option for women is to obey God and live as a biblical woman, mm-hmm. trusting that what He says in His Word is the best for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then another thing that I think is really cool about being a worshiper, as we go through our life and offer up our worship, sometimes it can feel like, ah, but I messed up 10 minutes ago and lost my cool about something. How can this worship be of any use to God? Mm-hmm. And I think that it's so encouraging to think about that Jesus perfects our worship as mm-hmm. we offer it yeah. to the Father.
Right.
That we have Christ as our mediator between us and the Father, mm-hmm. and that even as we offer up our shell of a worship mm-hmm. to God, that it's like, I really wanted this to be worshipful to you, mm-hmm. but there are sins in my heart still, that as I worship and as I offer up this laundry that mm-hmm. I did get frustrated about, that I yeah. wish that I wouldn't know of, I wish that I would have had this really serene vision of like, God, this is a worship to you. I want it to be that, but it wasn't. It was ugly halfway through.
Yeah.
That we can be assured that we have Christ as our mediator and that He perfects our worship as we offer it to the Father.
Yeah, so what we opened with, talking about every Reformed catechism saying the same thing, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. That starts with the gospel of Jesus Christ, because there is no proper worship of God without a proper understanding of what Christ has done on the cross, and then through repentance and faith, trusting in Jesus and following Him, being born again. And the girls that are listening, what you need to know is that there is no just general worship of God out there. So somebody that doesn't know Jesus is not going to worship God properly. They're always going to worship creation. They're always going to be following what Ephesians 2 says, the prince of the power of the air, in a way that doesn't, and it dishonors God. And so what's so critical for you is to be submitted to Christ, trust in Christ, and then worship God in a proper way, knowing that you've got this mediator, and how glorious it is that we as Christians have justification on the front end. And Christianity is the only religion like this that declares you can know right now that you're right with God. And if you know that you exist to glorify God, and you know what Christ has done for you, this is the foundation for all of your life as a woman to be able to look at the commands of God to you and say, yes, Lord, your servant, your daughter is listening.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to do what you've called me to do. And I'm going to do this with joy because, my goodness, you've loved me. You saved me. I have right relationship with you. So you have yeah. to understand this first piece.
Yeah. Thanks be to God that He's given us such a beautiful purpose in this life, that we don't have to wander. Like there's like this beautification of not all who wander are lost phrase, mm-hmm. you know, like it's on t-shirts and mugs, not all who wander are lost. It's awesome mm-hmm. to just be a wanderer aimlessly living life.
Yeah.
It's like, no, Christians
They always
have,
drive a Jeep too.
Yeah. The cool Jeeps. Like. The Jeeps are cool in the pictures.
It's a salt life on the back.
Yeah. But what an amazing blessing it is that as Christian women, we have a very clear purpose. Mm-hmm. We know exactly why we're alive. Don't have to be wondering, why did God even create me? I know exactly why God created me. I know exactly why I'm alive. It's to worship Him.
Exactly.
In everything that I do, in everything that comes before me, in everything that's laid before my path, good, bad, ugly, beautiful, to glorify God and enjoy Him forever, to praise Him, mm-hmm. both now and for all eternity. I was going to say, I love Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. It's going to happen forever and ever. We're going to praise and bless Him right now, today, and for eternity.
Yeah.
Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. For all eternity, we're going to be amazed at his greatness. It's never going to be like, well, I've praised him yesterday. I need something new to do today mm-hmm. because I've already done that.
Yeah.
It's unsearchable. It's going to be amazing forever.
Mm-hmm.
One generation shall command your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. So as mothers, continuing to tell our daughters, continuing to tell our sons, God has done amazing things for us. If he does nothing else other than save us, he's done amazing thing for us.
Yeah.
And he has done very, very generous things for us throughout our life too. Let me tell you about him. Let me tell you about God's generosity to us. Let me tell you about his provision. Let me tell you about his healing. Let me tell you about his spirit that has helped us through this situation and that.
Yeah. And young women, hear this. This is a piece of unity for both men and women when we think about being a worshiper. God has called all of mankind to this great task of worshiping in all of life. The way that this is going to be unique to a woman and to a man comes next when we start talking about work, when we start talking about the specific ways that God has called us to worship him. It's going to take shape in masculine and feminine ways. But this first piece is a recognition for both of us, both the man and the woman, that we are created for worship. And your spiritual life as a Christian, you cannot grow as a Christian if you don't recognize that you are called as a worshiper, as a girl. You are not called as just a general human being, even though we're united in this piece of worship as men and women. You are called as a woman, and everything that we talk about from here on out that Jordan is going to lay out for you and that I'm going to be talking about as well is specific to you as a girl. You're different than your father and your brothers, and that's a wonderful thing. It's a glorious thing. Don't let anyone lie to you and say that you're just a human being. You're so much more than that. You're a woman, and that's glorious.
So thank you for listening and stay tuned for the next episode. So if you're listening with your mom or with a group of friends, here's a couple discussion questions. So as a worshiper of God, how has God created you unique as a woman to worship him? And how has that played out in your everyday life? And then what are ways that God is calling you to worship right now?
Hey everyone, we want to thank you so much for listening to the Fruitful and Fearless podcast and continuing to come back. You guys have certainly been an encouragement to us, and we hope we've been an encouragement to you as well. We want to continue this work, and we need your help to do that.
If you'd head over to the Fruitful and Fearless website, it's just fruitfulandfearless.com. You can find memberships there that are different tiers that contain different benefits to you as well. If you want to just support us for the heck of it because you're enjoying the show, that's always a blessing as well. But we try to make it even more worth it for you with recipes, groups for homeschooling and cooking, baking, natural health. We try to put as many resources on there as we can. But thank you for your support. It greatly helps our family.